Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule skitter?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Jim of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jim?
Hey, good morning. Come on. A great show as always. I drive trucks, so I channel surf periodically as I lose a station. And I heard them talking yesterday. I don't know what the station was. But they were talking about complaining about Voss, and it was a conservative show. And they said they need to get rid of him. Can we sit there and really put a full court press on the Racine area and maybe get a Democrat in there and get Voss out since they don't seem to want him anymore?
You know, that's an excellent point. If the Republicans are turning on him, and some of them do that because if he's not full frontal Trump, he's pretty close to Trump. But if occasionally, you know, Trump attacked Voss. Trump said that Voss didn't do enough to overturn the election. And that's why Trump appointed Gableman, the Supreme Court justice, the guy who's beaten an election, and three cops to go around and intimidate poll workers. But that's not enough. They said it was just a fig leaf. It was a Band-Aid. The problem, Jim, with gerrymandering him, he's down there in Mount Pleasant. He's in down there in Western Racine County. That's a pretty Republican area. And I think that if you went up to Langlade County and shot a deer and it was dead as a doornail and you brought it and put it in the Republican ticket, it would win. Okay. That's the sad thing. So, I have supported Democrats down there and I'm going to continue to do it. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But Jim, it's going to take fair maps. It's going to take a commission instead of gerrymandering to get that guy out of there. Jim, thanks a lot for calling. We're going to Whitewater. Karen of Whitewater. Thanks for calling, Karen. What's on your mind today?
Hi, I was just thinking about the craziness and that for that CPEC conference you were talking about.
Yeah.
And just a reminder that one of the large employers up there is Uline. And if you know anything about the Ulines, they have donated millions to Trump's campaign, some of the groups that were at the insurrection. So I'm pretty sure their money is probably behind some of this.
You know, you just hit a grand slam home run because I'm going to give a little more information and you're the one that nosed it out. You know, the Ulines, that's the Eline family in Illinois, not the Eline family in Milwaukee, who are good philanthropists, right, but they're a distant relation in Northern Illinois. They gave over $70 million. They're billionaires. So they gave over $70 million to Republican causes. And one thing, and you correctly intuited, this conference says it's sponsored by Americans for Prosperity. And they say, quote, we are Christian patriots. And then if you want to rein in that out of control local school board, alderman, county board, you know, here's some training, how to show up, how to organize, and so forth. This conference, right, you're absolutely right. Ron Johnson is the keynote speaker, but it's not Ron Johnson's money. No, sir. And it's not Johnson's, a lot of this organization, Americans for Prosperity. And I did not know that the Uline company is a big employer up there. That's very good information. Thank you for sharing it with us. But
They
say right there in the materials is we are Christian patriots. And if you want to know how to rein in out of control school boards, aldermen, and county board. Wait a minute. Out of control, what they mean is that they're elected. That somebody got elected,
right,
that they don't like. So that's out of control.
Exactly.
Well, yes, they don't control it. That's why we had a Revolutionary War. George Washington and the rest of them didn't want the King of England to control what they were doing. That's the idea. The idea is it is out of control, your control, Ulines. It is in the control of people who vote. And if somebody gets more votes, yeah, the other side got a lot of votes, but they didn't get the most. So, Karen, that is an excellent insight. Thank you very much for calling in. We're going to go back. We have a lot of other subjects, but let me go to Michigan. Now, Michigan has always reminded me of Wisconsin. In fact, we have a border with Michigan. not just the Great Lakes, not just Lake Michigan, but also the Upper Peninsula. We're very much like us. Great state, great Midwestern state. Right now, there are sanctions hearings going on in Michigan for the Trump lawyers who went in to the court, filed affidavits, and said things in court that were false. And I'll give you some of the exchanges that were made between the judge and the lawyers. And it's really hard to believe that competent lawyers would do this, but here's what they did. Remember, they put in affidavits and they made statements in court that the elections were rigged in Michigan. Now, Biden won Michigan by well over 100,000 votes. Hillary Clinton lost it by 10,000. People were very tired of Trump over there. And of course, they are homing in on Detroit, which has a large Democratic population, of course. And so they lied in their affidavits and their public statements, said there was fraud. One of them was this Sidney Powell, you know, claimed that the Dominion voting machines had a secret back panel that changed the votes. And she said this about areas that didn't even use Dominion voting machines. Dominion voting machines are the are sort of the gold standard. They're used by European countries. They're largely used, believe it or not, by rural areas that went for Trump. They're not used in the large urban areas. But anyway, she says this stuff, and here's the law on it. The law on it is that people can say things that are not true. Under the First Amendment, if you defame somebody, they can sue you for libel, but you're not going to get into criminal trouble. Back in the 1790s, there was a criminal sedition law passed that if you badmouth the United States, you could be thrown in jail. And that got quickly determined to be unconstitutional. So you can do it except for two things. One is you can't do it under oath, then it's perjury. But the other one is if you're a lawyer, you can't do it at all in court to a judge or to opposing counsel or to your client or to his client. You have a duty of truthfulness and candor that goes above the duty that is imposed on everyone else, which is simply don't do it under oath and don't defame anybody. So when you go into court and do this stuff, that's a very, very, very serious thing. And judges can yank your license to practice law in an extreme case. Well, the judge over there is bending over backwards. She's going, well, all right, what is your excuse before I impose sanctions? I can force you to pay the attorney's fees of the state and the lawyers that had to fight this. I can fine you an amount over and above that in my discretion. I can forbid you to practice in this court ever again. And I can recommend to the state bar that they suspend your license to practice in any court, even state courts, for a week, a month, a year, or forever. I'm deciding what I'm going to do. You lied. And you know what their response was? Sidney Powell said, I'd do it again. That is extremely unwise. And then the lawyer for the other people said, I am not a potted plant. Now, this is so stupid. He's referring to a remark made by a lawyer in the Iran-Contra investigation in the late 80s when he was there in front of the Congress and they were roasting him. And the guy said, I am not a potted plant. And everybody thought that was very clever. It wasn't clever at all. But that, they plagiarized this from, 35 years ago. Another dumb comment. And then this Lynn Wood is posting on social media the proceedings from the courtroom. And the judge said, you know, why shouldn't I sanction you and hold you in contempt for even doing that? And there are sanctions hearings going on in Colorado and elsewhere. Let's boil this down. One of the affidavits that they put in, they said there was fraud. Judge had said back at the hearing, okay, show me the fraud. There's an affidavit under oath. Okay, yeah, from a poll worker. Oh, well, that's, you know, if that poll worker is evidence of fraud, I want to see it. Here's what the poll worker said in their affidavit. Quote, I was standing at the polling booth and I saw the people voting, and I was perplexed. That's it. He was standing there. He saw people voting. He was perplexed. Well, then maybe he shouldn't have the job. You don't have a guy at a machine in a company go, hey, this is a complicated looking machine. I'm perplexed. You certainly don't go to a court and ask for money. Give me a break. What does that mean? It means nothing. Maybe it means, oh my God, look at all these voters in a Democratic precinct. We're toast. There was no fraud. There was no fraud. There was a complete audit. There was a complete audit, including by their Republican state Senate, said there was no fraud. And now is the cleanup time, mopping it up. And they have these lawyers in there and they're going, okay. And this is, you know, look, in a lot of places, they just throw them out. They'd say, you can't practice here anymore. Pay the attorney's fees for the other side and get out of here and never darken my door again. Well, they don't do that. Not in the United States. You give them a hearing. You work with them. And one of them goes, I'd do it again. The other one goes, I'm not a potted plant. And the third one posts it, you know, and derisively on Facebook. At some point, if you're caught, you stand in front of the judge, at least be quiet. Maybe at least don't, you know, mouth off to the judge, say stupid things. You're lawyers. You are not the average guy on the street. You went to law school. You're held to a higher standard. Getting kind of worked up about this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Hee 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 hee.